Macmillan Audio presents How to Survive a Pandemic by Michael Greger, MD, FACLM, read for you by the author, with an afterword read by Raphael Corkill. Dedicated in honor of Dr. Lee Van Leong, 1986 to 2020. Preface. After I graduated from medical school, I went to work in a public health hospital. It housed a maximum security prison unit, a homeless shelter, and one of the last few locked tuberculosis wards in the country. It was like practicing medicine on a Doctors Without Borders mission, only right in the Boston suburbs. The hospital also had an entire floor dedicated to AIDS patients. This was before the revolution in HIV antiviral drugs, and victims were dying of all manner of bizarre, horrifying infections. With their immune systems ravaged, they fell prey to fungal pneumonias, parasitic brain diseases, and purulent tumors that looked like cauliflower when they erupted from the skin. Throughout my medical training, I'd never seen anything more heart-wrenching. What was an infectious disease specialist's dream was a patient's nightmare. I can still see their sunken eyes. Often the best I could offer was just morphine and massage. When I was growing up, there was no such thing as HIV/AIDS. Where did this virus come from? The question echoed in my head as I tended to patient after patient. That question fueled my interest in emerging infectious disease. Today, I'm largely known for my achievements in lifestyle medicine, but years before I launched NutritionFacts.org and shifted my emphasis to the study of chronic illness, it was my infectious disease work that formed the bulk of my scientific publications and afforded me the opportunities to testify before Congress, appear on the Colbert Report, and help defend Oprah Winfrey in that infamous meat defamation trial. Many are surprised to learn that How Not to Die was my fourth book, not my first, and the one immediately prior was on preventing and surviving pandemic disease. The current coronavirus crisis provided the impetus and time to revisit that body of work. I was in the midst of a 200-city speaking tour for How Not to Diet, my most recent book, when COVID-19 started spreading around the globe. I was sadly disappointed my lectures and travel had to be suspended, but it enabled me to seize this opportunity to once again dive deep into the literature on pandemic preparedness to bring you the latest science amid so much of the prevailing noise and nonsense. The time is not for panic, but for common sense measures to protect your family and community both now and in the future against emergent outbreaks. The current coronavirus pandemic may just be a dress rehearsal for the coming plague. Decades ago, a flu virus was discovered in chickens, H5N1, that would forever change our understanding of how bad pandemics could get. It was a flu virus that appeared capable of killing more than half the people it infected. Imagine if a virus like that started explosively spreading from human to human. Consider a pandemic 100 times worse than COVID-19. One with a fatality rate not of 1 in 200, but rather a coin flip of 1 in 2. Thankfully, H5N1 has so far remained a virus mainly of poultry, not people, but H5N1 and other new and deadly animal viruses like it are still out there, still mutating, with an eye on the 8 billion strong buffet of human hosts. With pandemics, it's never a matter of if, but when. A universal outbreak with more than just a few percent mortality wouldn't just threaten financial markets, but civilization itself as we know it. This book contains what you need to know to protect yourself and your family from the current threat, but it also digs deeper into the roots of the problem and tackles the fundamental question, how can we stop the emergence of pandemic viruses in the first place? If there's one concept to draw from my work on preventing or reversing chronic disease, it's that